Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Channel 94.1.com. This is the Big Party Morning Show.
Last month, like all the news was on those terrible fires out in California.
Yeah.
And the Santa Rosa fires, Santa Rosa just north of San Francisco was, I mean, the footage was incredible. There was a story that I saw, a young California woman, Natasha Wallace, survived the fire and made it out of there just barely with her dog. And she joins us on the phone this morning, Natasha Wallace. Good morning. How you doing, Natasha?
Good morning.
Natasha, are you the young lady that rode your dog out? Or your dog rode you out? How would you explain that? <Yeah.
laughs> Tell us how you saved your dog.
Yeah.
I am. I made the decision to leave my car and belongings in someone else's driveway down the street. And, you know, I went home. I doubled back, grabbed my bike, and changed my outfit, and I went to go back to my car and pick up my dog and empty out one of my bags with all of my shoes, which I looked at him and I was like, dude, I love you, because I'm pulling out each of my shoes, and I'm kind of one of those sneaker heads, and I was like, it's okay, man, I can't replace you, I can replace these shoes. And I dropped it on the ground and I was like, hop in. And he, like, I was like, sit right here, and he jumped in. And I had to, I struggled the first time, I'm not going to lie. The adrenaline didn't kick in yet. And I went to go put him over my back, and like, it was, or like the strap over my neck, and it was kind of tough. But then the second go was good. He sat there. I hopped on this Schwinn, and I literally just pedaled out of there.
That sounds like a movie.
With flames, yeah, like raging, how far behind you?
I want to say like four houses down, or couple houses. Like I can't, like, yeah, like not like, I didn't let it get like really, really close, because without the wind, I don't think anyone realized like that the reason it was so bad is because it was extremely windy. Like I've never even experienced this kind of wind. There was just like, everything was moving sideways. You know when you have sideways rain, like it's so windy that it like goes sideways? Well, it was like minus the rain, add fire.
Oh, wow.
And we've got Natasha. She's a Santa Rosa Junior College soccer player. So you're a college student. It's 2 in the morning. You're studying. Explain how quickly the fire came up on you guys.
So I'm leaving. I'm going home. And I missed my exit on the freeway because I just see the red over the hill. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to keep driving straight. So as I pull up, and it took me like, I don't know, like 0.1 of a mile to get to the fire. And it was, if you're on the closest lane to the right, it's like a sidewalk away. And I started freaking out because it was really hot. But I got it on Snapchat, which I know sounds irresponsible, but when I posted it, some of my friends, because I told them, like, I posted my whole story. I exited, and I'm like, okay, this is getting real serious. I went, U-turned on, like, I took the exit, tried to come back. And at that point, it was already on, like, the other side of that freeway and on the center divide. People are turning in oncoming traffic, like, have their emergency flashers on and are kind of swerving so people can notice them and not hit them. And it was like the most chaotic driving situation I've ever been in. I know this is crazy, but I did put it on Snapchat, and the only positive thing that came about it is my friends were able to call other friends from witnessing it and saying like, hey, you have to go, like my friend just like showed me this video, blah blah blah. And so A lot of, like, a couple of my friends were able to get their other friends to go. I was able to call my family and give them, like, a little bit of a heads up of the situation. Although, no one really understood, because they're all like, oh, no, they usually smell fires. Like, that's what, you smell a fire from a far distance, and then you're just like, it's not coming over here. So, yeah, and they're used to it, because it's just, like, where the area is. But basically, like, I told him, I'm like, hey, I could not go home on the freeway because it's on the freeway, you know, like
the fire's on the freeway. Right.
Yeah, it was already on the freeway, and it was, oh my gosh, it literally was like a movie.
So when you made the decision to have to try and go home and save your dog, and you abandoned your car, were we at life and death moment now? Did you think maybe you and Bentley weren't going to make it?
Honestly, well, I wasn't thinking, like, we're not going to make it. I said, we are going to make it. So, like, there wasn't even the death option. That's what I told him. I'm like, we're not going in this. But what I didn't realize, and now when I'm going back, because we're able to, like, pick up some stuff, and I met with my neighbor and friend, and I'm like, yeah, no, like, she was like, why is your car over here? And I'm like, well, man, I left it because I tried to go this way. And now that she's telling me all this, there was multiple fires coming in multiple directions. And so I was driving into a second fire, like a different fire. And I didn't even know that, because I just saw the one from behind me, but there's another one coming from across the hill. She's like, yeah, it's traffic there because everyone is going in the opposite direction too to get out. And I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't even know that was going on until, like, now. I thought I just couldn't get out, like, oh, there's a bunch of traffic. She's like, yeah, you're going in the direction of another fire. I'm like,
so you would have been, wow, you would have been headed toward even more trouble. We've got Natasha on the phone. She's a Santa Rosa Junior College out of California who survived the Santa Rosa fire by abandoning her car, grabbing her 4-year-old pit bull, Bentley, and throwing him in a duffel bag and bicycling out. How much does Bentley, your dog, weigh?
The media, but... he's like about 66 pounds.
Holy smokes. Wow. On your back.
Dead weight on your back while you're pedaling up away from a fire.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I only got about 2 miles and then the adrenaline wore off. And it just got so heavy. And at this point, a truck pulled up in front of me and the guy gets out and he's like, I was actually scared at this point. I'm like, oh no, what's going on? I'm totally going to get kidnapped right now. But he's like, what the hell are you doing? I'm like, what do you mean? What am I doing? We had to get out of the fire. He's like, yeah, yeah. What, you know, like, and he's like scrambling and he grabs my dog and puts him in his truck. And he's like, grab your bike. And I, at this point, I'm like, dude, what? Like, I really have no choice, but I'm like, wait, this guy is like saving me. Like, I'm not getting kidnapped. And I met him and his name is Paul Johnson. And that was like, the best thing that happened for me after that, because he, from there, was able to take me to one of the evacuation sites. And, I was able to stay there for a little bit. And then
you saved the dog, you saved yourself. I see pictures of you gone back to the spot of where you lived. Is there anything left? Is everything gone?
Everything is gone. And it's weird. And I talked to my best friend, roommate, and, like, she's basically my sister. And I was telling her, I'm like, I don't really get, like, a feeling. Like, you don't even feel anything when you go back there. I mean, you do, but not like that initial one, because it is, you can't even recall what it used to be looking at it, because it's miles and you just see a whole new place. And she's like, yeah, it's, none of it is the same. So, like, I don't even, like, it's weird. I don't even get a feeling of anything there.
I'll bet. So Natasha, tell me, did you take a moment when you went back to even look for a pair of your shoes that you left behind?
I know the shoes.
Okay. That was, when I was packing, I also packed like 5 containers of waters. And those were in my car too. So when I got to the site and that, you know, I stay there for a while or whatever. And then I overhear these guys like going through the, like going into the morning, I hear these guys talking. They're like, oh, Kmart's gone. And so I'm like, wait, if Kmart's gone, my house is in the middle. That's like has to travel way farther past the house, which I knew it had gone, but you just at the same time, you're like, maybe not. So then like I had to get closure. So I stayed because he was saying that like no cars have access. And I'm like, well, I don't have a car, so I'm going to ride my bike. So I was able to actually get through into the morning and check it out. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to check out my car because I had 5 waters. This probably saved all of my stuff. I looked back and it was absolutely destroyed. It was still on fire. My car was still on fire on the interior. There's like a couple things and I'm like, wow, those are probably my shoes right now.
And the water was lost. Yeah. Santa Rosa, they say, lost about 3,000 homes. Is that accurate?
Oh, my gosh.
Of how much destruction?
Least, I don't even know. Like, it's that whole... The whole coffee park is literally all houses. Just, like, a bunch of houses. If you saw the pictures, it's... Yeah, I believe that. Absolutely. And the weird thing is, too, is if you're going and you drive just through the neighborhood... And you'll go to parks where you see homes that are still standing. And then there's also like other homes that are just completely burnt down. So you'll have a completely standing house next to 2 or 3 burnt down houses. And that's just because of all the wind.
We've seen the footage. Our boss used to live in Santa Rosa. So, Natasha, you're a soccer player. I see you guys have a soccer game today. You guys had to, what, make up 3 of your games in a week because of the fires?
Yeah. The first week back, we did have to make up 3 games, and then we're doing the same this week.
And are you guys rallying around this? Are the Bear Cubs, the ladies going to take this and win the championship?
That'd be awesome.
We are no victims in this situation. Absolutely not. We're wearing these warm-up t-shirts, and they say Sonoma Strong, and that's exactly what we are. And this is not anything that is bringing us down. If anything, we have come out of this situation stronger and just will continue to. Yeah, no way. No way. We're letting this bring us down.
Well, best of luck. Thanks for sharing your story. That's amazing that you went through all that. I mean, I guess most people in their lives we'll never get that close to death, much less burning alive. So,
and we hope. And how's Bentley doing? How's the dog?
Oh, puppy.
This guy is living life. He is basically a mini star, and he has packages being sent to my parents' house, my friend's house. I'm just like, he has so much love coming to him and myself, but more or less, packages are coming for him.
That's pretty cool.
That's really sweet.
Well, we're proud of you. You're tough. You're resilient. Natasha Wallace, it was nice to meet you. And give Bentley our love.
Yes, please.
Thank you, I will.
All right. Good talking to you, Natasha. Take care, dear.
All right.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
This is the one and only.
Look at this girl.
From the Omaha Public Library, Emily Getzman joins us. You can turn the iPad so Molly can see you.
I want to see you.
Hi, Molly.
Yeah, she wants to see somebody.
I want to see more of you.
Here I am. Hello.
How
are you? What's going on?
Oh, you know, busy, busy, busy. There's always stuff going on at the library, so we're just ramping up for the holidays and kind of working on...
How's attendance at the library these days? A lot of people still going? Okay.
Yeah, good. I know that's always a big surprise to you, but yes, people are still coming into the library in droves.
So. I got something for you. All right, so Jeff talked about what happened with Lord.
Yeah, Lord's performing in New Zealand, and now they're saying that it was an impersonator who tricked all of her fans.
Oh, well, still, it's a good idea.
So basically, they were hiding tickets in the library, though.
Oh,
all the fans to a concert. That's what we were saying you need to do.
Yeah.
So there was a Instagram saying, hey, there was a picture of a book and it said there's something hidden in there. And there were supposedly concert tickets and all of her fans raided the library.
That is not a bad idea to get folks into the library. I mean, I'm not encouraging counterfeit tickets or anything to, you know, fraudulent
performances. No, but would you be down with it? Like, we've got a Katy Perry thing coming up. We take a pair of Katy Perry tickets, and we'll have to run this by the legal department.
Yeah. I suppose.
Could we hide them in a book and do a scavenger hunt inside the library to find the tickets?
It wouldn't be the first time. We actually have done different kinds of scavenger hunts with different organizations. So anything, you know, to bring people in and remind them of what is available in their library. Because
I love it.
I think if you get away from the library, you forget. It's so much more than what you remembered. So anything to get people in, we're always welcoming them.
Okay.
All that we have to offer.
There you go.
Yeah.
Which is a lot.
Yeah.
You guys got, I mean, it's not just books. I mean, it's a lot of media platforms. I mean, you can do ebooks. You can borrow library books and you don't even have to get off your butt.
That's
like,
right.
Seriously, you could be sitting on your couch. Boom. You have a free book right on your tablet. Straight from the Omaha Public Library.
I think Molly will always be better at selling the library than I will be. So I think she's after my job.
I think so.
I'm not. I swear, yeah. Emily, I'm envious of your job just because I'm like, oh my God, can you imagine getting to talk about the library all day?
Oh gosh. Yeah.
It is pretty cool. I was talking him up in the green room there before Morning Blend, just telling him about all that's going on at the library, and I think that their eyes started glazing over. I get a little nerdy and kind of excited about all the stuff that we're doing.
But Molly's saying you don't even need to go to the library?
You don't. No. Actually, we're getting to where our in-person visits are equal with our online visits, because you can just go and download music, you can download books, you can download audio
content.
Books, mm-hmm. Yeah, and just all of our databases that
are convenience
online.
Is good.
Let's say you're going on a road trip and you want to download an audiobook, boom, right there, and you have it in your car with you, and you didn't even have to go to the library.
That scare you, though? I mean, we want to still have a hallowed hall that people have to go into.
Yeah.
Because it's a great space.
The
spaces are important because, you know, that is one of the few community public spaces where everyone is welcome, and it does get used. And, you know, the variety of programs that we offer that they maybe wouldn't be taken advantage of in the same way in a different kind of space, we're seeing that people want to still use their library.
That's
so
good.
The space is important. And when I say that those visits are equaling out, it isn't because the in-person visits are down. It just means that those online visits are so up that they are starting to
level out a little bit.
People
on
are probably starting to use the library like they never thought they could.
Correct.
Which is the online application.
Absolutely.
Party just bought a hot tub. So basically, in theory, Party could go to the Omaha Public Library while he's in his hot tub.
True story. Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
But
I would
recommend bringing, you know, an ebook into the hot tub.
You don't even need to wear pants. Think about that. You can make a trip to the library.
Sold. What is the library's
home?
I didn't need
pants.
That vision, Molly.
I know, but I just, you know, I need to put it in words that he'll understand.
What's the library's policy on books that have been in the hot tub?
Do you have a policy there?
If you destroy a book, you're going to probably pay for the book.
You got to pay for it.
All right.
How much are library fines these days? Do we even?
Yeah, if you're late.
Was it 10 cents a day?
No, I think we're up to 25 cents because I was like, I think I owe 50 cents right now or something.
Really?
So, yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, my 50 cents. I always wait till it gets to a dollar and then I pay my
fine. You pay
fine.
Your deal. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so Vietnam, you have that series at Ken Burns deal at the library right now?
Yeah, we're doing a little programming around the PBS documentary.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Fantastic.
What are you guys gonna
documentary.
Do? What is it?
So,
we actually have a retired Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Flagg is coming in to share his experiences and some memorabilia and photos. And then we're inviting other veterans in to share some of theirs as well.
Okay, when's this?
That is on November 28th, I believe.
I totally want to check that out. But people can get details probably online about all this. That Ken Burns documentary, Party watched it. I watched every night. It was amazing. Ken Burns, you know, everything he does is a masterstroke. He did baseball, the Civil War, Vietnam.
Yeah.
A fitting tribute, I thought.
And a lot of those you can check out at the library, including the Vietnam War series, because it is hard to catch all those. So.
It is.
Yep.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks for stopping in.
Thanks for having me.
We love it when you stop in.
I really love it, too.
Yeah.
Go to the library.
Yes, do it.
What's the website?
OmahaLibrary.org.
All right.
That's a good one.
We'll be right back.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
This is the Big Party Morning Show. You're listening to the Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel
94.1. All right, good morning. Hi, Chi, how you doing?
Hi.
Chi, yesterday when we talked, I had to go to the dentist and get a teeth cleaning. I forgot I have a tattoo on my tooth that says party.
It's not a tattoo. It's an etching.
It's
of course you have that.
It's not a tattoo. I mean,
whatever. It's on the tooth. You know, it's black and it looks like a tattoo. But
the guy carved it in.
Well, no, no, it's not carved in. That's actually
some type
of... Where
does one get one of those? Like, did you just go around the corner and you're like, hey, Larry?
The guy that did it, he was just a fan of the show. He just did it, you know.
He wasn't like a dentist, though, right?
No, he was a dentist.
Oh, he wasn't.
But without his permission. How creepy is that?
Wait, what? I'm sorry.
Yeah, he went in to get dental work years ago and a guy etched on his tooth.
On the cap.
Big Party.
Now, what just, a scumbag.
Yeah, just put Party on the thing. And then, so it's weird, though. So whenever I go to the dentist now, I completely space it. And then all of a sudden they see it and they go, God, there's a party. You know, there's a party in your mouth. You know, I'm like, yeah, there's a party in my mouth. Everyone's, you know.
Who knows what else the guy did to you? He probably gets out his tape at parties and shows.
I don't even know.
The party tricks they had you do while you're under the Novocaine.
Oh.
He went all Kevin Spacey on you.
Wow. Oh. I hurt for former you.
For former me? I'm not a victim. I'm not a victim.
How creepy.
I kind of live with it now. I don't know. I mean, it only gets creepy when it comes out.
Give me the Novocaine.
Yeah.
All right. Well.
Memories. Oh, yeah. But good. Good feeling. Wow. Teeth feel great. So there you go. Thank you.
You look beautiful.
Well, thank you so much. All right. What do you got coming up, dear?
Katy Perry tickets coming up after 11.
All right. Pay attention and listen. All right. We'll see you guys in the morning. Have a safe day and do yourself good.
You're listening to The Big Party Show on Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
Spread the peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big Party Show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big Party Show. Big Party Show. Big Party Show.
Big Party Show. Omaha's number one hit music station.
Wake up. Wake in the morning to the sound of
nonstop music.
Every morning, you're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.